This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Residents in communities around Alaska's Bristol Bay were polled to see where they stand on the Pebble Mine, a proposed copper and gold mining project in southwest Alaska. Many worry if built, it could endanger the region's salmon. Mitch Borden reports.
A new survey released by the United Tribes of Bristol Bay earlier this month says residents of Bristol Bay are overwhelmingly against the construction of the proposed Pebble Mine.
It really confirms the fact that the people of Bristol Bay have not and do not want this project.
Alana Hurley is executive director of United Tribes of Bristol Bay, a tribal consortium that opposes the mine. Contracting with the Hays Research Group, United Tribes conducted a phone poll that asked 400 people throughout the region about how they feel about the development of Pebble Mine. Around 80% were against it. Also, according to the survey, slightly over half do not trust the United States Army Corps of Engineers permitting process or the Environmental Protection Agency. Bristol Bay is home to the largest wild sockeye run in the world. More than two-thirds of those polls were very concerned the mine will endanger the fishery that brings in millions of dollars to the region. Hurley stressed that salmon have been an important part of life in Bristol Bay for thousands of years.
This is a human rights issue. This is a cultural rights issue. We're fighting for the core of who we are as Native people.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker recently asked the Army Corps of Engineers to suspend the permitting process for the mine, but that request was denied. Hurley says United Tribes of Bristol Bay will continue to work towards preventing the construction of Pebble Mine in any way they can. The Pebble Limited Partnership declined to comment for this story. I'm Mitch Borden in Dillingham, Alaska.
There's been a major discovery at an excavation site in downtown Montreal. Archaeologists have uncovered artifacts from what they say is an Iroquois village dating back to the late 1300s. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
It's not the first time First Nations artifacts have been found at the site in downtown Montreal. Pottery was found there in 1859. But the latest digging has been underway for the past couple of years, and this time researchers, knowing they were looking at an old Iroquois village, described the find as a major discovery. Roland Tremblay is an archaeologist working on the site.
What will be preserved will be things like pottery. And that's what we find. We find their cooking vessels, essentially. But we also find their pipes, because they were made out of ceramics also. We find when the preservation is good, we can find some bones.
Tremblay says carbon dating consistently shows that the artifacts are from the late 14th century, which would be long before non-Aboriginals came to the area. Meanwhile, a former chief of the Mohawk Council of Ganawage, Christine Diome, says the discoveries are important.
Actually, just means to me that the things that I heard as a child, the oral tradition is there and it's alive and well. And the things that have been found there just really highlight the fact that the Mohawks have been a present all the way through.
The city of Montreal is using the dig to provide archaeology training to members of the Mohawk community, essentially training them to take part in any future digs. The city is also in talks with Native leaders to develop ways to commemorate the ancient Iroquois village. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A bill was recently introduced to address Veterans Affairs services for Native Americans. The legislation seeks to improve VA outreach, health care, and benefits through the establishment of an advisory committee. The committee would work between the VA and tribal governments to address barriers Native veterans face and report to Congress. The 15-member committee would include Native Americans and veterans. Several tribes and Native organizations are backing the bill. It was introduced by U.S. Senators Tom Udall, John Tester, and Dan Sullivan. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the law offices of Sanofsky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanofsky.com.
Support by Humboldt State University. We know what it means to be rooted in community. You can get your master's degree and amplify your voice without leaving your community. Online program applications accepted from August 1st to 31st at humboldt.edu/socialwork.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.